I am delighted to welcome to the program Randy Evans, the former editorial page editor of the Des Moines Register, the founder of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council. Do I have that right?
The organization is right. I'm the third executive director.
Ah, okay. And I thought you were the founder.
No, we've been around for almost 50 years.
Well, you've raised so much of the profile, so much higher with the work you've been doing to...
I'm taller.
You are taller and louder, maybe? And you have stray thoughts.
I have occasional
stray thoughts. A column called Stray Thoughts, which is a funny title, because if anything, your thoughts seem to be very well collected and organized.
Well, at
not
least,
so stray.
At least part of me is organized then.
Well, I want to talk about the most recent column you wrote regarding, normally your columns are about local stuff, but this one is about the Caribbean Sea, Venezuela, the former president of Honduras, and the contrast between President Trump's response to boats in the Caribbean and, to some extent, in the Pacific Ocean, and his pardon of this former president of Honduras. I'll let you lay it out. I mean, you laid it out really well, and I thought it was something people should hear about.
I mean, it struck me the contradiction in the president's position. Nobody disputes the seriousness of drug addiction in the United States, the problem of illicit drugs. But I'm not sure that gunning down people on the open sea is the solution. But for the sake of discussion, if the problem is so large that we want the United States military to do that, then help me understand, Mr. President, why we would be focusing on drug runners, who are the lowest people involved in the networking.
Right.
Why we would be focusing on eliminating them, but then giving a free pass, if you will, to a wealthy drug kingpin who was found guilty following a trial
in the U.S.
in the United States, found guilty by a jury, and the judge sentenced this person to 45 years in prison, and he has been in prison months and is now free, a free man. The contradiction is just hard for me to fathom.
I would think it would be hard for anybody to fathom. I wonder what are Republicans in Congress saying about it? Have we heard any response from them at all?
Well, you hear the response from Republicans has kind of evolved as people learn more about this, but it is not evolving in the way that common sense tells this old Iowa kid ought to be the reaction. We have them saying, you know, drugs are a serious problem and these people need to be eliminated. But for every 80 people that are being gunned down on boats in the Caribbean or in the Pacific, there's going to be some other poor Venezuelan who's going to climb on the next boat to make a delivery to someplace else. We're not going to be able to kill our way out of the drug problem.
But we don't even know whether these boats were actually carrying drugs.
That's
because
right.
We destroyed the evidence.
We destroyed evidence.
There's a history of how we deal with this in the past. The Coast Guard would stop the boat,
board it,
see what's on board, confiscate the contents if they are indeed illegal, mm-hmm. if they're drugs.
And gather the evidence that would be used to form the basis for a prosecution. And, you know, you go back to the war on drugs, you know, we in the United States have been preaching the message for years that we need to get to the people who are responsible. And it's not the guy who is sitting on the boat that is responsible.
Yeah.
It's the kingpins, the multimillionaire kingpins.
The president of Honduras.
The president,
yeah.
for example.
So now, to me, if you are intentionally destroying the entire boat, killing everybody on board, leaving no trace of what the cargo was, then you really don't have any confidence that it was indeed a boat transporting illegal drugs. I mean, you do that intentionally to avoid scrutiny of what you're doing. I mean, I don't see it any other way. If they really thought they had drug boats and drug dealers, they would be apprehending them, wouldn't they? Am I missing something?
This one time, Ed, you're not wrong.
Oh. Well, gosh, it was about time.
It stretches believability when the video of the killing of the survivors of the attack,
on
that
September
video
2nd, yep.
has not been made public. When our president makes statements that are demonstrably false, the credibility of the United States government has suffered.
Then why do too many people continue to believe anything he says? Why are there no members of Congress that I know of, Republican members of Congress, who are saying that or calling out these illegal boats, illegal strikes, who are challenging the president on his decision to pardon the former drug kingpin president of Honduras? I mean, and maybe there have been some Republicans in Congress who have called these things out. Other than Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm not sure who they are.
You could, the number who have spoken up on the Republican side, you could probably have them in your living room comfortably.
We don't have that big of a living room.
I rest my case.
Yeah. But I mean, Ashley Hinson and Chuck Grassley have all come out in support of what the president's doing.
The problem, from my vantage point, is that where do you draw the line? If you're basing this on what you have learned without showing the evidence, as you would in a criminal trial, if you are killing people on the open seas, are we going to sort of authorize the military or police officers in South Florida to start gunning down people on the streets just because we believe they are trafficking drugs?
It's not a big stretch. It's not a big stretch.
But that's not the American way.
No,
and I worry
but it seems
that,
to be the Trump way.
I worry that we are eroding the stature of the United States of America when we start behaving this way internationally. Hmm. It's almost as if we have not learned the lessons of history.
So freedom of information, and you're all about that. Is there information relevant to these boat strikes that we should have the freedom to review, or has it all been destroyed? Is there nothing left to look at?
I mean, the problem with access to information, whether you're talking at the local level, the state level, or at the federal level, the fundamental problem is that government can dig in its heels and say, if you disagree, sue us. And that process is incredibly expensive, mm-hmm. and incredibly time-consuming.
And often uses a lot of black marker for redactions.
And it's, you inject the United States military into the equation, and it becomes even more difficult because of quote-unquote national security interests. I mean, I think the surest way to get the kind of transparency that is needed is through the United States Congress. And now we're back to the lack of curiosity, if you will.
That's a very friendly word to use for spying.
Well, the lack of curiosity on the part of members of Congress who are willing to accept the word of the president and his...
Well, not just accept it, but validate it. I mean, our own congressional delegation, the Republicans, seem to have no trouble with what Trump has done in the Caribbean Sea.
Well, and this is an instance where if the administration were sharing with congressional committees, the evidence that they have. You don't have to disclose publicly the sources and methods of gathering the information, the evidence, such as it is, but the whole approach of trust me, I'm telling you the truth this time. We've been there,
right? Or when somebody starts the word, to be honest.
To be honest.
When they start a sentence with "to be honest," you wonder how many times they haven't been honest prior to that sentence.
I remember when in the first Trump administration, when Kellyanne Conway started talking about alternative facts.
Right.
And, when you start introducing alternative facts into the discussion, people's believability suffers.
Yeah, how does that strike a journalist?
The hair on the back of my neck stands up.
Should get that shaved.
Well, that's... Yeah.
So anyway, right now there is a huge military buildup, U.S. military buildup in the Caribbean off the coast of Venezuela. Do you see an actual invasion of Venezuela as a likely next step in this escalating conflict?
I think if you've been around as long as I have, one of the things that you know for a certainty is that you have very little certainty about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I worry that our president, who seems to make decisions and then try to back away from them, is going to put us in a pickle where we're going to have men and women from Iowa and the other states who are serving in the military are going to be putting their lives at risk in a place that, our president assured us he was not going to get us into these foreign wars.
Right, regime change wars.
And how has that worked out in the past?
Yeah, it hasn't, yeah. No, I just, I am deeply concerned about where this is going. And I think it is about regime change. He does not like Maduro. He wants him gone.
I think he also wants, and he's spoken in the past about, we ought to benefit from these military actions where we get the wealth, the oil in this particular. He's not going into Venezuela because he wants the coffee beans.
Right. So, yeah, you think it is about oil as well as about regime change.
Call me a fool.
Yeah, well, certainly our policy in the Mideast over the past multiple decades has been about oil. So, again, shocks me is that Republican members of Congress who sometimes will say reasonable things are faced with a situation that is so unreasonable. There's no defensible argument for blowing up these boats. There's no defensible argument for freeing the former president of Honduras. There's no way you can defend that. And yet here they are refusing to criticize the president, refusing, not declining to.
Well, I would like a rational explanation from the administration about why we're using the military in this kind of a role rather than using the U.S. Coast Guard, which has a long track record.
Right, of, and a very different approach.
Of taking a more police approach rather than a military approach, getting the drugs off of the market and learning from what you can learn from people who are alive and not dead at the bottom of the sea, who are they working for, which could help deal with the drug trafficking issue in ways that killing one or two people on a boat here and one or two people on a boat over there isn't going to solve anything.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where this goes.